You are listening to BensTorah.com.
At the beginning of the Mikveh, if somebody that is doing an Issa, but he doesn't realize it, this was the Shaila, Al Shaylasa. This is the beginning of the Mikveh. I have it at the end, but you know, I did it backwards. Al Shaylasa Mishaneo Deir Shemalechas Isser, Mukhiyavim Lafri Shai. If someone doesn't realize he's doing an Issa, they have to tell him to stop. In other words, this is going to be the question that we discussed, is Misasek an Issa. He doesn't realize he's doing an Issa. Someone's carrying the string. And he thinks there's an error. So he thinks he's carrying a Rishus HaYachid. But you know that there's no error. You have to tell him. Is he committing an Isser? So Rabbi Kibega starts off, we looked at this.
Rabbi, I mean, he doesn't know it's an Isser. Not a factual question.
That's regular
Shaila. He doesn't know.
He's not aware of what he's doing. He's not aware. If you don't know it's an Isser, that's Shug. Everyone knows Shug. We are Karb. Shug is, you don't know it's us. You know exactly what you're doing. And here, you don't realize that you're carrying a Rishus HaRab. You think it's Rishus HaYachid. Carrying his mutter, you think that you're carrying in a walled in area, and the world area is not walled in. So this is a shaila. So we studied this not long ago, and many times there's so many nuggets in here, so many ha'aris. I'd like to study it again. It's such a fundamental shtickle. It's the eighth tshuva in the first chelk of the tshuvas. The last staff in the second paragraph of Baba Kama, good old Baba Kama. So it says if you have an evin munachas b'cheka, and you So the Indian is Zikim Yechayim, because Adam Wadli Ayla. If you got up and you didn't realize there was a stone there, the Gemara says, you'll see it's relevant later, the Zikim Yechayim, when it's Shabbos, but the Gabi Shabbos, Melechis Mach Shabbos Asad. It's Melechis Mach Shabbos. You don't realize that you're carrying the stone. You didn't know there's a stone in your lap. You stood up, so you carried the stone from Shusay Yachter Shurab, unaware that you're doing it, so the Gemara brings the Ptur of Melechis Mach Shabbos Asad. Freit Rabbi Kivega from our Gemara in the seventh parak in Shabbos, the Kashal. So we studied that Taisvis. Last time we went through the Tais again. Let's just see what he brings. The crux of that Taisvis is that, remember, we had two cases. The Machlokes Rav Abayi was if you meant to cut something Talush that was cut off, and you realize that you're cutting off something Mechubah. So he says, Niskabim Machtoich Talush. You thought that something was removed from the ground, was plucked out. Cutting a carrot. He didn't realize it was growing from the ground. And it was attached to the ground. That's not a Ptur Melechus Machshavas. Because the fact that you didn't know that it was attached and it wasn't attached, that doesn't make it not Melechus Machshavas. There's a Ptur Misasek. Now, this Ptur, remember, Ptur Misasek is B'kol HaTarakula, not only Shabbos. Melechus Machshavas, by definition, is only by Shabbos. Melechus Machshavas, that's a Din in Shabbos. So he says that this Ptur Misasek is not only by Shabbos. Let's say you thought it was a weekday animal. You're shechting an animal in your backyard and you didn't realize that it was a holy animal. So it was a holy animal, so kosher. The shechta b'chutz and you shechta b'chutz the potter. It's Misasek. You didn't know what it was. You thought it was chulin and it turned out to be, even though you knew which animal you were shechting,
this always assumes that nobody has any obligation to investigate before he does something.
You can always argue, see, that he's not an oinus. See, it's not circumstance beyond your control. You could have discovered if you would have investigated. The point is that I think it's chulin. Whether I should have, whether it's that's negligence, we're not into that issue. Because if you think it's a weekday animal, you're not aware it's a carbon, so you put it from a carbon. That's not a shug. Yeah,
but at some stage, it becomes already a shug because
Okay. Well, that's, we have to understand.
The person put something in his lap.
Shugging means you know exactly what you're doing, but you don't realize it's Shabbos, you don't realize the day, or you don't realize that it's Asar, that you knew exactly what you were doing. Shugging means you knew what you were doing. Now, what about, that goes into Melech Smach Shabbos. You meant to cut off one branch, and you cut off a different branch. That's only a din by Shabbos. That's only the Torah Shabbos. If I meant to cut off one branch and I meant to cut off a different branch, that's Melechus Mach Shabbos. It's a Torah Shabbos. In this case, Lishka Beimis Kachin Zo Bechutz Zo Beimis Kachin Mach Bechutz.
That's a Machlokes, right? Is that a Machlokes?
No,
this is also not a Machlokes.
No, not a Machlokes.
Abayi and Rabbi both agree.
Yeah, this is because there's no Torah Melechus Mach Shabbos. So if I meant to cut off one fig and I cut off another fig, so on Shabbos you potter, this is a din of Melechus Mach Shabbos. But I'm Kol HaTorah Kuli Chayev. If I meant to shecht a weekday animal and I shechted a kutchim animal. I'm sorry, the two kutchim animals, Elsie and Nilly. The two kutchim animals. I meant to do this one, I did that one. That's a Ptur Melechus Mach Shabbos. That's not a Ptur by other Averis. So if you meant to do one and you did the other, So the Scottish will be in Scotch and Zoom because you're in Scotch. You're
for Kutchin, but you
won't be. You're for Kutchin because you know Shech the Kutchin. You thought it was a different one. So what? You're doing the Avera. So you're Chayev, it's amazing you're Chayev Kar. It's Bashav, you're Chayev Karban. He's meant to do the Avera. So if you didn't know it's us, you'd bring your Karban. But the Shabbos part of it. And Shabbos is a new din of Lech Vashem's. But Masimach Shatur, Salach Tal Zayin Shem. Min Kein Ocha. So Bikibayga says, over here, the Evan Mechekel, the other, he said, the Chash. There's a stone in his lap. Lo Yodam Yizay doesn't know about it. The Chav Sheinos a Klam Alocha. He's just standing up. He's not thinking of throwing anything. He doesn't know there's anything on his lap. So Reb Kivega says, Lo Tamed Omech Mashem's Potter. Lo Gori Mikosel Shu Tolo Shunin Zemachum. It's Misaseh. So Reb Kivega is asking the Kasha. Why does Shmuel say the Gemara Babi Kama? Yipata Bigs Melech Mashem is. Shmuel should have said that Yipata Bigs it's Misaseh. Now why is that? I mean, it's true. See, like Reb Kivega says in the bottom paragraph here. After Nebis Kam Kim Lanasa Mashavta. It's true, Lord Nas Machshav, the Lord Ratzak album feels heaven. So it's not. It's true. It's not Malachas Machshav. Mikom Alkaim. Why do you have to pick the Ptur of Shabbos? It's a Kol Atorah Kula Dikah Ptur. Mikom Lamei Tam Gemes Machshav. Fi Ba'al Mepatim Tam Es Asa. So Rabbi Kivegi is saying, I understand what Shmuel says, but he didn't have to say Malachas Machshav. He could have said Mes Asa. Why is that better? Because that's a more general. It's a more general Ptur. It's a Ptur of all Averis. So why did Shmuel pick the Malach of Shabbos, the Ptur of Shabbos, Malachas Machshav? He could have said it's Mes Asa. That's the Kivegas Kasha and the Gemara Baba Kama. Now we're going to go up to the top of the first column. This is unimportant. You see, but I just want to make clear, I'm going to skip a few little paragraphs. I'm going to start from the Nirli Davar Chadash. I'm going to skip those two paragraphs. See, the Gemara says, by Rabbi Laza, it says, Asher Chata Ba. So it's a big Machlex Tanoim. We'll have this increases in Yitz Hashem. When you sin in Shogid, you have to know which sin you committed. So Machlex Tanoim, Asher Chata Ba means, let's say you know you committed a sin, but you don't know which one. You bring your karma. So I think so. Rabbi Yeshua learns Hashem Chata Ba means you have to know the sin you committed. So Mary asks, what does Rabbi Laza do with that pasuk Hashem Chata Ba? Prata misase. So it looks like Mashiach means Mashiach and Sanhedrin that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't pask him or prata misase. But Chavis says Chas V'Shalom. It comes out Abayim Min Rava. A goy called Rabbi Laza. The sugi we had in Shabbos I base. Abayim Rava arguing about the tour misase. If he meant to pick it up, or even if he meant to, he thought it was detached, it was attached. That's also misase. It's only going called Rabbi Laza. It's very shvet. So look at Rabbi.
He holds it to Svara. Remember we talked about Svara.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Nearly double chad. So Rabbi Kivega says, we mentioned this many, many times in the Daf. This is Rabbi Kivega's job, Kiddush. And before I even talk about this Kiddush, I once saw in a Sefer, and he's confused, what's Davishin Miskaving and what's Misasi? Davishin Miskaving. It's part of B'chal Tarakul, it's not a Divin Shabbos. Davishin Miskaving. So what is Davishin Miskaving and what is Misasi? You notice I didn't see Davishin Miskaving and Misasi. Every Davishin Miskaving, I saw it in the Sefer, some big lambda. Yes. Why is the Davishin Miskaving? No, it's Misasi. What's the case of Miskaving? I'm pulling a bed. I'm not Miskaving to dig a hole. I'm pulling a bed. I'm not Miskaving to dig a hole. So why is that Misasi? Misasi to pull the bed. And I have to be, I'm not, I didn't know it's going to dig a hole. I mean to dig a hole. Why is that Misasi? So the answer is obvious. This question is a terrible mistake, but it's, I think it's an important thing to realize. What's Davishin Miskaving? What's Misasi? By Davishin Miskaving, you know exactly what's doing. You know exactly what happened and what may happen. When you're pulling a bed, you know you're pulling it on the earth. And you know you're aware that it may dig a hole. You're aware what's happening. By Davishin Misasek, you're missing some information what you're doing. You're missing information. You don't realize what you're doing. When you're pulling a bed, you know what you're doing. It's true, you don't know if you're going to dig a hole, but you know exactly that it may dig a hole. That's called Eina Miskaving, not Misasek. So look what Kivega says. Kivega says, you see, many Achorim don't hold like Rabbi Kivega. Then they really dover Chavish. It doesn't mean it's not an Avera, it's a Pturim Karban. Kivega says, it's Asik, you don't bring a Karban. Here is the Rebbe Kivega, we mentioned it many times in the It's an Avera. You know when we still spoke this out in Tosin Yud Aleph? Kivega speaks about Tosin Yud Aleph and Shabbos. The guy forgot the pin, he forgot the... So that's when we went in. The Ach B'Shogi guy. The shaggy guy in Matina Shachapata, the Potter Mikarba of Mikomaka Mikre Shigigas Issa. The Kivega says it's a possible Asik, doesn't mean it's not an Avera. It's not Avera Bishoye. It's not Avera Bishoye.
No punishment, though.
Right.
Is there a punishment for Shemaim?
It's not Avera. The Turbulus Vashasa Torah, he left us on Shevis, and Chlam Allah will not say Avera Klaus. It's not an Avera. As I mentioned, I think I mentioned the Daf maybe the other Shia, the Tommy studies. It comes out of, if I meant to cut off one fig, I meant on Shabbos to do a sint, do a daraisa, to cut off a fig, and I cut off another fig.
So counterintuitive.
Counterintuitive.
Absolutely.
Absolutely counterintuitive.
So much worse the other one.
Right. Here I meant to do a daraisa. Oh, but I did a different thing. So the Kinegah says it's not even an iser. Well, not sure it's not an iser. But if I do mistake, if I meant to cut off a carrot that I thought it's detached, so I meant to do something with the gum. I'm slicing a carrot in my backyard, but I didn't realize the carrot is attached to the ground. That's an avera. That's not avera b'shoydei. That's a little bit counterintuitive. But the teretz is.
How does Pesach Reishis v'Nichol Angelo?
It doesn't. It's funny because I was studying a sugya and I was thinking, was it tomorrow's daf? I was going to preach in tomorrow's daf. It doesn't really fit in here because it's something we could think about, but we're not going to Tainan Miskavim tonight. We're going to Misaseik, and you know, Misaseik doesn't matter if it's Nichalei, no Nichalei, this it doesn't enter the picture. That's a different situation.
But is every Misaseik not a Malachi Parshavis? Is every Misaseik?
No, no.
Why? Why?
Oh, it's a different Pasa.
No, I know, but why factually? He's Misaseik. He didn't carry out any. He didn't want to do Malachi. So why is he not? It's not. Why is not in the
carrot? Malachas Machshavis. Because I meant to cut this carrot.
I know, but he didn't even mean to cut it.
You meant to cut this carrot. You are not aware that it's growing from the ground, but you did what you meant to do. It's Malachas Machshavis. I meant to cut the carrot, and I cut the carrot. I was only missing one little piece of information. Uh-oh, the carrot's growing from the ground. That's Misaseik. That's a Torah Asher Chata Ba. Asher Chata Ba. So Rabbi Kinega says a guy, and you can argue on this. This is a very debatable point. Kinega says, remember he asked the Baba Kama, why did Shmuel say that the stone is Ptur Melechas Machshavis? Shmuel could have said the Ptur is Misaseik. When a man got up, there's a stone in his lap, and he carried the stone inadvertently. So the Gemara says, it's Ptur on Shabbos Melechas Machshavis. They should have said you putter because Ashachata Ba. Now the Kinega twice. Ashachata Ba is a sin. It's an Aveira B'Shagi. But Melech Machshavis is not even an Issa Daraisa. It's not a sin. In Ken Yeshal, so Rabbi Kinega says, Goyis. The Mishum Achi. Therefore, Nokat B'Sugyan, the Sugyan Babakama Chava, Mita Melech Machshavis. Why? Now Rabbi Kinega is going to combine two Gemara. Kinega is going to combine in the Gemara Babakama because, as I mentioned earlier, the Gemara Babakama, before it talks about Shabbos, it talks about damage. Yeshal. I think Nizik Chayav in Shabbos Pot. The Gemara before says, Nizik about the Mordeon. Shagi Meiz and Einus Ratzan, you have a rock in your lap, you get up and you damage someone, you chayav, bring Nizik Chayav. But in Shabbos, you put Hanulam. So he says, this is Rabbi Kivegas' creation. If it happened b'Shabbos, Chayav l'shalim ha-nezek. It's not two cases. You say if it was Shabbos, you put on Shabbos, but you still have to pay for the debt. Kinega is putting the Gemara before this Gemara into one case. He damaged, and it was on Shabbos. Chayav l'shalim ha-nezek, v'lo mishum Shabbos. And you don't say kim leidi rabin. Don't say kim leidi rabin. Now, Rabbi, say, you all know the din of Tanei Chizke. Kim leidi rabin. Remember Tanei Chizke? Even if you don't get the harsher punishment, if you don't chal Shabbos, b'shoge. So you don't pay money either. That's the extension, the Tanei Chizke extension of kim leidi rabin. They make an extension. Not only be mazed, you don't pay money. Hakish Maka Adam Makabein. So Maka Adam, even if you do a Bishage and you don't get killed on Shabbos, you don't pay money. So look what Rabbi Kinega says. That in this case, if you stood up on Shabbos and you're damaged, like there's no Malachas Shabbos. It's not Lanasa Kalam Malachas Shabbos. It's Malachas Mach Shabbos. The Lamrin that Kimla Binamik the Chai Misa Shagig, the Osa Malachas Shabbos. It's a tour of Malachas Mach Shabbos. It's not a Malachas Shabbos. There's no Issa Daraisa being done here. It lacks Malachas Mach Shabbos. No Nasa Kalam Malachas Shabbos. Belidilu Asrube. If they warned him, Yodesh Mecheko. If Enachinam, if it was amazing to say, hey, buddy, you have a rock in your lap. I think it's Malachas Mach Shabbos. I'm not going to do this. So, then Mecheko Asrube. He's Shaggy. If he would know that he has it stung in his lap, but they didn't warn him, so then he would be put from pain. In this situation, he didn't realize he has a stone in his lap. So that's why you need Shmuel Melech Smashevis. If it would be a Ptur of Asher Chotaba, Rabbi Kinega was Mechadish, it's a sin. It's an Issam Shayge. You don't bring a carbon, but there would be a din of there would be a din of Tanidrei Chizki of a lot of Melech Smashevis. Mitamis Asim Gam Shari Surim, Hayu Gami Chatas. You put with Chatas, we come Mikwe Malacha. She gets Malach with Chatas, the put with Shamanesk, Rabbi Chai Misa showed them the door. So Rabbi Kinega's brilliant thesis. Rabbi Kinega is saying when the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara Baba Kama Chavav said, "Linyan Mazik Yichayev." then Shabbos Yivata. It meant even if you did this on Shabbos, you chayv for mazik. See, nobody ever thought of Torah B'Kiveiga, that those two cases is really, the Gemara means on the same case. So B'Kiveiga says, that's why you needed the Torah Lechs Makshevin. He said, there's no apply to Anvichiske. You didn't do a malacha. But if it would be the Torah of Misasek, then you would say, Kimlet Ramin. It would be the only Torah of Misasek, which is an Avei Rebbe Shagin. It happens to be an opioid carbon.
I still think, Misasek should be I still think that way because
I know, but
if you want to cut one animal and you cut another animal, you wanted to cut an animal. You wanted to cut a different animal, but you wanted to cut an animal. So you did do what you wanted to do. And yet it's called so why can't you say by misasik also? He wanted, but he didn't want to uproot a plant. He didn't want to uproot a plant. So he didn't get done what he wanted to do. He should be part of the service. And I'm having trouble with this.
Yeah, I know. I'm explaining it, but
I know, I hear what you're explaining to me. I see a technical difference. But it doesn't seem like it's.
I want to tell you about a Rashi Baba Kama, Lamedei. It's one of my favorite Gemara's of Baba Kama. I have so many favorite Gemara's of Baba Kama. See, Rabbi Kivega doesn't quote it. I want to share with you a Rashi and Baba Kama that Tosfos Taka argues. Rabbi Kivega is going like Tosfos is like that. It's a difficult Rashi, but it's not like Rashi. Let me tell you what it says in Baba Kama. See, the Gemara Baba Kama is talking in a case where a person is making a fire. The person would make a fire. And he doesn't need it's makalkal, I'm sorry. Unless you need the wood, unless you need the embers or the ashes, it's makalkal. So Gemara says, Tanad Vechiski. He did it b'shoigeg, so he applied Tanad Vechiski. Rashi HaKadosh learns, Baba Kama Laminei, that if you do makalkal, what is makalkal lacking? Melechis Machshevis. You still say Tanad Vechiski. Not like Rabbi Kinei. Open Rashi and Baba Kama. Rabbi Kinei knows this. I don't have to tell this to Rabbi Kinei. It's a Shvera Rashi. That's why he ignores. But I'm telling you that Rashi Baba Kama applies Tanavei Chizkia to something that's even not Malachas Machshevis, it's Machalkal. Rashi, Tosis is the Mishat Nigma. Tosis argues on the spot. This is Lamedei Baba Kama. All my Talmidim know the Gemara Lamedei Baba Kama. Because the Gemara talks about a shor that had a toothache and he broke open a barrel to drink beer to cure his toothache. So sometimes I get a Yitzhahara to serve my Talmidim beer. So they say, Rebbe, I have a toothache. The kids know they don't ask for beer because Rebbe can't serve beer. They say, Rebbe, I have a toothache. A toothache is the remez, the Mar Baba Kama Lamin, hey, if you drink beer, it's good for a toothache. So all my Talmidim know, if you say I have a toothache, it's a remez, and maybe the Rebbe has some beer in the house, chas v'shalom. But anyway, I don't want to publicize my sins. So the kids said, Rashi Baba Kama learns that you apply Tanit Lechiskia even to Mekalkel. Mekalkel. You did the malacha, but it's destructive. So you potter. Is that an Aveirim in the Raisiv? It's the same tour as Melechis Machshevis. Mekalkel is not Melechis Machshevis. And yet Rashi says he had Tanavei Chizkia, not to Rabbi Kivega. But as I say, I don't blame Rabbi Kivega for holding like Tosfos. You're only saying Tanavei Chizkia if it's an Aveira. It could be an Aveira of a Shoyeg, it could be an Aveira of a Echai Bechat Asinacha, but it has to be an Aveira. So that's why the Gemara Baba Kama picked Melech Machshevis to tell you that even on Shabbos, if you stood up in the stone, so it's a Chisson of Melech Machshevis, so that's why you don't apply Tanavei Chizkia. You still be Chayiv for the damaging, even though you did a Melecha.
The Gemara doesn't say it openly, right?
No, it's not clear in the Gemara. That's what Rabbi Kivega's creativity.
That's a big problem. That's not clear in the Gemara.
Problem.
It's not a raya.
Rabbi Kivega's answering a kasha. Why the Gemara have to say Melech Machshevis? Zot Rabbi Kivega, the Gemara Melech Machshevis. Because if the case would be that you damage on Shabbos, this phone fell, so if it just be a Torah Misasek, you would say, Tanavei Chizkia, you won't have to pay for the damage either. So Rabbi Kivega's going, his creativity was to put the second case, if both cases damaging happened on Shabbos. Which is not, no rem is in the Gemara. Ins is why the Gemara picked Melech Machshevis. Now, here he argues with his friend, the Nesivis. Kivega had some Chashva friends, and one is the base mayor, Bela Adar, the base mayor. Not one of his friends was the Nesivis, the Chavaz Das, the Nesivis. So this is an interesting shalom. A guy doesn't know he has Chametz on Pesach. What is that? A guy doesn't know where is that Shagging or is that a guy, he doesn't know there's Chametz in his house. Is that a Sin Shagging? Is that Mistazeh? So his friend, Yedidi Bar Chavizyon, the Sifra Makar Chaya, classic work on the Pesach, Diksha, Lo Yadash Chametz B'Deisa. If you don't have Chametz in your house, fake in the Sivis, am I not the apostle that Shikir HaSadim? The post can say it's a Aveir B'Shag, fake in the Sivis, who Mis Asay. You're not aware. You're not aware you have Chametz in your house. That's not Shagin. You don't aware that there's any...
It's because it's Shiv, it's a Dukdika. Maybe Shiv Dravon is a Dukdika. So you didn't do Dukdika, so you make it into a Shagin. It goes to the question I asked before, where sometimes you have an obligation to check. To look, and in this case, you have an obligation to look.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But he doesn't know. Is that aware? It's misazik. I told you to speak.
That's why I'm getting closer to it. This is a case.
Not the deceivous answer. The deceivous answer is Rabbi Yeshiv from Eisen by Eisen. It's a little counterintuitive. Deceivous says there's only a pter misazik when you do an action. When there's no action, there's no pter misazik. That's what the deceivous says. No, Kasha, the place can say it's a Aveir B'Shagig. Yes, it is. It's Misasek. The Nesivus was assuming, why is it Aveir B'Shagig? It's Misasek. Zakra B'Kinega, my principle. It looks like the Nesivus didn't hold the Rech Kinega's principle. Now we'll go to the Marim Brachas. Very interesting. Let's go a little low. Kinega brings. If you see somebody else wearing Kelayim, is remember the Shaila? The guy's wearing Kelayim B'Bim. So it says, Toshafil B'Shuk, Upaskinen. Paskin. Is it somebody else than me? Yes. Posha bibigda. Motsa kalai bibigda. If I'm walking the street, forget about embarrassment. You have to undress in the street because ein chachmeim tun negar Hashem. So if you realize you're wearing kalai, but we paskin the shulchan aruch in the other day. Let's see, I'm wearing kalai, but I don't realize it.
Hit the pillow.
I don't realize it. So the acharo eyo, and somebody else sees him. So achla agil afilu b'shulchan. If you see a guy, you know it's kalai. You went to that suit store, and you know the suits are kalai. This guy's totally on a whim. Is so on Shabbos, you got to tell him, buddy, you're wearing kilayim. Frank Rabbi Kibega, he's Miss Asek. He's Miss Asek. He's not aware that he's wearing wool and linen. But I came with the Ainyo Dash Bigo Kilayim. He doesn't wear that there's wool and linen in his garment. He thinks it's 100% wool. Having Miss Asek, but like he said, the Raisa, Umutim Shun covered up brings. There's Miss Asek, there's no Miss Raisa. So why do you have to tell him? If it's Miss Asek, the Teretz is Rabbi Kibega. It is Miss Asek, but it's in Miss Raisa. That's Rabbi Kivega's principle. I have a right for the Gemara Brachas, at least the way the Pais can say. Right? It's a big machlokes what the Gemara meant. The way we paskin, you have to tell a guy if he's not aware where Kalayim. It's a raya. Miss Asek is an avera. And Takod Miss Asek Gaki is the raisa. Chutar Kabbalah. So that's Rabbi Kivega's kainer shiraya, and it's an avera. Miss Asek. Miss Asek is an avera. If it wouldn't be an avera, why do you have to tell a guy? Embarrassing. He's not doing an avera. It's Miss Asek. So it's a right to Rabbi Kivega's principle that Miss Asek is an avera.
Going back to Pesach with the chametz.
Yeah.
Every malacha has to have a totsah. In other words, there has to be an outcome for Shabbos. There's no malacha and there's no totsah.
It's a malacha. It's an issa.
I understand that, but you can't. But the misasik over here is because there's a malacha and there's a totsah. Right?
You're saying you're looking at the nesivus, maybe because that's a maisa, and this is not, you see, you're right. Body rod, there's nothing happening. Nothing happening. Yeah. If you have chametz in your possession on Pesach, it's a big issa. Torah said, no, you're ugly, mutz, chametz, chosor, b'chol, it's an issa. But you miss asik on that issa. See, if I'm aware I have chametz in my house, so let's say I don't know it's usur, or I don't know I have to get rid of it, but I'm aware. If I'm not aware, then I'm doing the other. I'm not aware of the mitzvah.
Right, but I'm saying, over here by Shabbos, it's more the totsah, the outcome is what you're over.
So you're saying a little like the nesivus that when you do a maisa and there's a totsah, so then there's the torah asking. That's you're maybe judging a little far into the nesivus. So look at what Kivega's
reference. Sure, maybe. I don't know.
I don't see as far there. Why is the case of Klein different than the case where you're carrying something at Shabbos and you realize you're carrying it? You don't stop. You just keep on going till you reach somewhere and then you take it out.
Well, okay, let's talk about carrying, you don't realize you can. That's misasik, right? If you have something in your pocket, and you don't realize you have something in your pocket.
You keep on going.
But no, at some point you realize it.
Right, but you don't stop, you keep on going.
Is that misasik? Was that, so it's not lechs machshavas. It's like the stone on your lap. L'chayr, until you realize it, that's not only misasik, it's also p'tur melechs machshavas.
Let's say somebody informs you that you're carrying something.
Right.
You don't stop and take it out, you keep on going. Till you reach the Rishos HaYachar, and then you take it out.
Yeah, that's a Gemara in...
So why is that different than a client, case of client? Well, you got to take it off, and even though it's embarrassing.
Because there, by not stopping, you don't do the affair of science. It's a complex subject. But then the thing that you don't stop, and you keep on going, is because...
There's no Hanukkah, then.
There's no Hanukkah. It's a different understanding. You're not doing the Malacha. If you don't stop, if you stop, then I'm going to be finishing the Malacha. Because you carried it. You weren't aware.
Okay.
So that's okay. Good point. It's not really so relevant here.
No. Okay.
He says, I'm alone with you, Gemara, Sanhedrin, and Taisus, and Gemara. We did enough. See, the Tshuva from Taisus Yud Aleph, we did already in the beginning of Shabbos. Every time I look at this Rabbi Kivega, it's like, it's my friend. The whole Tshuva is Rabbi Kivega. This is my friend. That's why I keep on coming back to it. I can't escape it. The Kalayim is Anas Chimon. When you learn Kalayim, you know, the Aveir is Anas Chimon. You got to get Hanoa. You don't get hanoah from the garment. There's no issef kalayim. It has to be hanoah chimum. It's kama chameres misasik chayov. There's no raya to my yisoid zakam kivayim. Misasik means not even an avera. Not like I am. Why do you have to tell the guy? Because it's like chalav ma'arayis. He's having hanoah. He's having hanoah from the beggar. And the din is misasik chalav ma'arayis is chayov shekeinen. And I want to learn with you that sugya. A little taste is very relevant to this kivayim. The man Sanhedrin Samach Beis. We'll be up to in a few weeks or months when we start saying Shurim again. We have to be learning Sanhedrin that 5-6 back behind here. So it's what the Gemara says. There's much more sense in Rav Nachman Shmuel. I'm reading the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You don't have to have the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Two lines. Rav Shmuel. I'm asik b'chalav ma'avaris chayav shekeinen. If you're misasik, remember we had in Shabbos, if you think you're swallowing saliva and you swallow fat, it's misasik, right? You know you're swallowing something, but you think it's saliva. Or you think it's shuman. So you chayav a karba. There's no p'tur of misasik and chalav ma'avaris. Why? Shekeinen. If you're having physical pleasure, so if you have a Kidega's point, he's saying that Kilayim is a physical pleasure. It's supplying you warmth, so it's like Chalav Marais. So there's no Ptur Mis'aseh. Kidega's answering, what's the Pshat Nimar Brachas? You have to tell the guy, he's not aware, he's wearing Kilayim, it's Mis'aseh. And so Kidega's Kidega, based on his smart sign engine.
Very pleasure.
All of his shots. That Mis'aseh, Chavarez Chayev, Shekein Ne. Then the Gemara says, Mis'aseh, B'Shabbos, Pater, Melechis Machshevis, Asher. This is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. I repeat. Mis'aseh, B'Chalav Marais. We had this in Shabbos a few days ago, within the last week. He might declare the machlok sabai brother to misasik b'chalav marayis means he thought it was shuman, he thought it was saliva. So yichai b'kar. There's no p'tur misasik when it's physical pleasure. When it's physical pleasure, you got to bring a karbah because you enjoy it. Shekein nen. Remember Rashi Rosh Hashanah quotes this. Remember Rashi Rosh Hashanah quotes it. The Gemara makes a chilti to kiyas shayfer and eating chametz on Pesach. So Rashi says shekein nen is not here. It's different than blowing shofar. This is physical pleasure. Well, here, this year, already of 9, 10.
And that's the point. That's why it brings it right.
So here the Gemara. Right, that's not there. There's no Hanor there. We're going at Kalai. Gemara Brachas by Kalai. So I want to analyze this Gemara too. I'm going to stick with the tests. The Gemara says, Shmuel says, the Gemara here in Sanhedrin increases, Hamas Asik b'chalvayas chayv shkeinen, Hamas Asik b'shabes pater, melech ma'shabes asrat. Now the big pella is, why did he have to say it's asrat shabes, melech ma'shabes asrat tayra? Why did he say this? No hanah. He says, Mas Asik b'chalvayas chayv, chayv akar b'an shkeinen. So you should say, Mas Asik b'shabes pater, because you're not nana. Chalavim arayas, there's a physical pleasure. You mean chalavim arayas, there's a physical pleasure. So you bring a carbon despite the fast, it's misasek. Misasek with Marish Kashkinen. Misasek b'shabes potter, said Shmuel, melech smachshevus. Great Tosfos.
But doesn't this prove that every misasek is melech smachshevus also? Like I was arguing?
No. The kasha.
Frank. That's what it proves.
You're mixing me. You're going to stop mixing me. Proving your theory. The kasha. Let's get Tosfos, kasha. Let's get the information. The kasha. Frank Tosfos is an agent, some of these, I'm in base. Lamalei l'shmul misasek b'shabes. Hamlu mech shemes. Teifak levi ba. Kidegis kash. Kidegis kash. Kimat. But kidegi is the gemara baba kama. Taisis is the kidegi as kash. The gemara in Sanhedrin. Again. The gemara in Sanhedrin increases says. Hamlu misasek and shabes. Yipotats mech shemes. Fake taisis. Why do you have to say that? Why did he say ba? We probably misasek. So why did he say yipotats mech shemes? Let him say yipotats and shabes because of ba.
Good question.
So according to Rabbi Kidega, I say it's no question. According to Rabbi Kidega, it's not such a question. He wants to say it's not even an issa. He wanted to even say, maybe, he said Mas Lashem to say it's not even an issa.
But he's saying Kotter, he's saying Kotter, he's talking about
Kotter. But Tosis gives two answers. Yeah, he says Kotter. I'm just saying Pshat.
But he wants to have a loss,
sir. Yeah, but look, everyone holds it. No one holds it's Mutter. Mechaz Machshev is Tosis Yud Aleph by the Chayat. Yeah, Shlom. So you know what Tosis' first teretz is? Let's say on Shabbos, you had an awe. Let's say on Shabbos, you had an awe by the Malach. So you lit a fire, you cooked, and you enjoyed the heat. Shabbos part of Mishnah.
That's not called Anor.
Now for that, say there's no Ptur Mitzasik. Yeah, Anor. There's a Ptur Mechaz Mashem.
I love when I write. It's
the same. Mishnah shows the Rishus. So you know, he had the same Mechaz Mashem. He's saying.
But that goes back to the Nichalei and the Lo Nichalei.
Back to Nichalei, no Nichalei. Anor means you're joying. Anor means Nichalei. You don't judge. You keep going.
You start. It's like that's the same thing.
Ron, I want to share with you a famous phenomenon. See, Tosis here some Sachin. You know, the Gemara says, if you put on a garment of shatnez, just in mind, you know, they always ask me to shatnez, can I try on a suit? Maybe it's shatnez, I didn't check it. So I say, yeah, the Gemara says, they can wear the beged, even though, because they're not miscaving for the levisha. Yeah, we'll get to your job. Who cares, the guy's not miscaving for levisha, it's a psikresha, they don't enjoy the wearing of the beged. So what's the head of the Gemara? The Gemara says, they can wear the beged, lovish kedaka. He's not miscaving for the Levisha. He's miscaving to be a salesman to sell the clothes. So you know what Tosis answers? It's not a psik ratio. It's not a psik ratio. He may not enjoy it. Maybe it's 75 degrees outside. It's supposed to warm up this week. You won't enjoy the sweater. You won't enjoy the bigger shot. It's not a psik ratio. The man says, there's no din psik ratio by Hadmon. And once I spoke, I think you liked it, Tzvi. And once it's a Ran and Chulin, famous Ran and Chulin. The Ran says, by Hadmon, you don't say psik ratio. By a Maisa, an act. Here we get to your act. Why an act? If it's a psik ratio, so then you chayim. Assuming it's Michale. But if it's a psik ratio, you chayim. But in Hanoah, if the Issa is Hanoah, you don't say psik ratio.
It's not even called a Visha. It's not even called a Visha if you don't get Hanoah.
So even though
you don't intend to get Hanoah.
You will get Hanoah.
What's the Nafkamina between the Nichale and Hanoah? What's the Nafkamina between the Nichale and Hanoah?
The Ran is making a Kilkin a Maisa. At Shabbos, it's a psik ratio. I'm pulling the bed. And it's a psik ratio, it's going to dig a hole. So even though my intention is not to dig the hole, but if it's a forced result, if it's soft earth, that's a heavy bed, and I'm pulling it, and it's a forced result, then I'm chayv of psik ratio. But what Ron says...
But that's a question of the law of Nichol.
Stop it, Nichol. No, stop it. Stop it, Nichol.
Okay, I'm just saying. But it goes hand in hand, no?
I don't know. No. Let's say it's Nichol.
That's where I'm confused.
Okay, we're assuming psik ratio is Nichol. You're right, John. I just don't want to go into it. I'm not saying it's something to be confused about, so don't think of that. I'm just trying
okay. I was like, yes. Okay,
so I'm bringing you a Ran who says there's no dimsik ratio. I know. Again, this side of God. But anyway, so Tosis.
Does it matter that it's not his yet?
Does it matter that it's not?
It's not his yet. He didn't purchase it yet when he's trying on suits.
Oh, you did? No. Kalim doesn't have to be yours.
It doesn't have to be yours?
No.
You don't really enjoy it until it belongs to you.
If it keeps you warm, if it's 30 degrees outside, you're wearing a sweater, you enjoy it whether you want it or you don't.
You're putting it on for a second just to try it on.
Kalim has nothing to do with whether it's yours or not.
No.
So Tosis keeps two tables in
the I can't even imagine a case of Hanoah by Shabbos. I can't even imagine. The case that you gave is definitely not Hanoah.
It's a good case.
It's the result of it, but it's the lighting the candle is not Hanoah at all.
It's me. You forgot the Tosis in Erevin I spoke out this morning.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Tosis in Erevin and that Chaf, then you want to ask that question.
Okay.
I also struggle. Tosis says, Malach Shabbos it is Hanoah. Tosis says, I challenge you.
That's why it always says Chalav Marayas, because those are the only two cases.
It's me. Remember I told you that Tosis in Erevin, and just like the Gemara says, some of you learned the daf today. If you write while you're walking, so that's called Anacha, when you're carrying ink in the quill, and you write when you're walking, so that's called Anacha, even though you're walking, it's called Anacha on the ink. So I told the Oilam that Tyson Ervin, that I've chafed, a famous Tyson. I don't say that everybody in Lakewood knows this Tyson, but you know, if you learned Ervin, you know this. Tyson Ervin, that I've chafed, says that if you're walking with food in your mouth and swallow it, it's a Anacha. That would be a case. That would be a case.
Okay.
Swallow it, and Anacha, that's my case.
Okay, that's a
So when I was learning the Tyson, preparing for this year, I said, according to my Tyson Erevin, I have a case.
Okay, that's good. That's
genius. Tyson doesn't say a case. He just says the Malacha Shabbos.
You had mentioned the case, and I didn't think that was a good case. Well, you light a fire, and you want the warmth.
Yeah, my case.
You want the fire. That's not a case.
Said, I should have said Tyson Erevin, but I didn't want to get out of the hole.
Okay.
Tyson gives another terrence. I want to spend another a few minutes. I'm going to say, gives another terrence. What are we asking? Shmuel said, "Miss Asek b'chalav marayis chayev a carbon shekein ned. If you eat chalav, even Miss Asek, you thought it was fat or you thought it was spit." Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, we just learned about I am Gimel before the Mishnah, before the Lamed Tes Malachas, about a week ago. So Miss Asek chamarayis is chay, but by Shabbos Miss Asek is pater because Malachas machshavas. Tosis went. Shmuel says pater because it's Miss Asek. So Tosis Miss Asek would be a tour if you enjoy eating if you ned him a Malachas Shabbos. And we're struggling now. What's the case? You thought it was an uprooted carrot and it was an attached carrot. Then that's mashaft. Now, this is what we started the Jew, the Arab Jew, quoted that Tosis. Here is Tosis on edge saying the same thing. That if it's something else, if you thought the carrot was uprooted and it was mechuba, that's misasik. Unless he was a different cat. You meant to do one. I feel like this. It's amazing. Even though you meant to uproot one carrot and you uprooted a different carrot, it's not Malachis Machshavas. What are doing in the sky?
Why is that not
Malachis Machshavas?
Why?
You thought you're doing something else. You thought you're doing this carrot, you're doing another carrot. That's
not. So it's not Malachis. It's your potter.
Malachis Machshavas. Lomiftar. Ella. So, Kok Malachis Machshavas.
And it's not Misasek.
That's Malachim Machshavas. And if you meant to do that carrot, but you weren't aware the carrot was attached, that's not doing Melech Mashev. That is Melech Mashev, is you're cutting the carrot you meant to cut. That's what Shmuel means. Shmuel means misasik b'shabbos. He doesn't mean the classic misasik. He means you meant to detach one carrot, you detached another carrot. There's no ptur misasik there. That's how Tosfos answers the Gemara in second. Shmuel had to say milachas machshavas because Shmuel meant even if he meant to pull off to toilish one carrot and you touch the carrot, there's no ptur misasik there. That's not ptur misasik. That's a tour. If you shechted the wrong carbon b'chutz, I meant to shech this one. I meant to shech the carbon b'chutz. I shechted a different carbon. Yichayev, the yichayev, and shchut echutz. That's only the tour of Melechus Machshavas. So Tais is learning that this Gemara is talking about the case of Melechus Machshavas, not the case of Misasik, like Tais says in Shabbos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.